This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3056 for Monday, the 20th of April 2020. Today's show is entitled Jitsi. It is hosted by Operator and is about 13 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Jitsi is an open source multi-platform video conferencing.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
All right. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host, Operator. Today, we're going to be talking about how it's pronounced Jist, J-I-T-S-I, or Jitsi, a open source messaging platform / conference and remote control thing. From what I understand, it's peer-based, so meaning you don't need a ton of bandwidth. Which is my case. There's something like Big Blue Button, which I think is all server-based, and you need to have lots of bandwidth, whereas I'm assuming and I'm thinking that Jitsi is more for peer-to-peer, allows for peer-to-peer-based video stuff. I don't know if that, I haven't tested that and what that actually entails and how much bandwidth the server needs, but I've got this working playing with it, and I'll kind of tell you what my approach is. Especially if I'm just testing something out, I'm using Docker, and I've got the screencast I'll put on here. And Docker is fairly easy to install in Debian. You have to like point your, add the repo, and then all that stuff. And then I've got the command line in here. You install, basically install Docker. What I ended up doing is a bunch of stuff. I already had partially installed Docker. It was sort of kind of broken, and wasn't really running. So, first you stop the service, then I remove the var lib docker, which is where normally your images will stay. So, the problem with that is I only have like 5 gigs of space left on my root. So, if they start dumping stuff in my var, I'm going to run out of space. So, that's where I'll come into the mounting. So, I remove the lib, I remove the Jitsi config file under root, basically. Now, I'm not familiar with how Docker works and how it's set up, but I'm assuming, and what I've heard, is that the Docker is basically as secure as the image that you are loading with it. So, there's a few services there that kind of worry me, and it's kind of Java and a big mess, but I haven't done any assessment yet, and I'll probably do that some other time to try to figure out what the security is, and can I run Docker as non-admin, or does it, or non-root, or does it matter, or what, right? So, we wipe out the old Jitsi config, we wipe out the old var lib docker folder, we mount a media path where I have more storage, and then rbind, which is almost like a hard mount. I don't really, it's a mount rbind, which is like a symbolic link, but harder, like a hard link, basically, in Linux, which is --mount --rbind. So I think it's like a symbolic link, but harder, like a hard link, whatever they call it. So that way it can actually do stuff and open up, you know, sockets or whatever it needs to do in that folder. So I purge, remove Docker CLI and container.io. So all the Docker stuff I remove. Then I reinstall, the Docker CLI. And then from what I can understand, the Docker Compose was an older version. So I using this curl command, I pulled the latest Docker Compose binary, which doesn't seem like the best thing to do is to replace like a single binary out of a whole group of packages, but whatever. So I updated this Docker Compose based on the configuration file. It had like a version 3 or whatever. And I think I Googled the error or whatever and it came up with Docker Compose is old. So updated that. Excuse me. Then we git clone the Jetsy Docker. So it's docker-jetsy-meet. We restart Docker. Copy the environment examples, environment variables examples from the repo to our current environment variables. Then we make a configuration folder of web, let's encrypt, transcripts, prostity, and JIO conf and JVB. I know there's SIP stuff and a bunch of other stuff this thing can do. If I do get some traction with it, then I might set up the SIP for people. But in general, you know, it's most people have a computer that are going to be doing whatever they're going to be doing. Then we say Docker Compose. I set the log level to debug, which didn't really help me troubleshoot my issues. I'll go over in a second. And then I say up-d force recreate and remove orphans, which, I don't know. I just figure maybe that would clean everything up. I think there's still some stale config from older stuff in there. I'm not sure. Once I do have it running, it's a tailf command to find all the log files in the Docker containers. So there's a varlib Docker containers where I guess the containers live, which wasn't really supposed to happen. Yeah, that's right. Varlib Docker is symbolic or is hard linked to the right path. So there's a bunch of log files in there you can look at and tail out. So I wanted to watch those because I was having issues with what I'll talk about in a second. Docker container ls shows the different Dockers. And then you can say docker exec-it, which is like interactive, I think. That dash looks funny. And then the ID of the container. Hear me. Jesus. And then bash. And I tried to do some stuff inside of the container, and like I don't really understand how Docker works, so I couldn't really actually do what I was trying to do. And then if you want to be remote controlled, you have to install this Electron blob that's like 75 megs installer. And you just run it once, and then it puts all the icons and stuff for Jetsy on your desktop. But that's how you get people to control your computer, at least with Windows and Mac, I think it supports. Then you just set up a website, and the default ports are 8443 is the default port, I think. I ended up using port 8000, which is the HTTP port, I think. Yeah, for all this, and because what I found out is that neither the app for the phone app for Android nor the Chrome extension allow you to share your microphone and or camera without SSL. It's kind of like a security feature or whatever. So I started to do the Let's Encrypt thing. I'll show you my configuration. I don't know why this didn't work. So there's the branch, master branch. This is the thing that I'm using here is OMYZSH, which is probably not the best idea to do as root, but it's got some colors and fonts and stuff that look kind of cool. And I went in here and said, like, let's encrypt domain. I set the email address for let's encrypt, public URL. I set all the settings that I could possibly set, and I still couldn't get the HTTPS port to have a valid certificate. So I don't know how you're supposed to actually do the Let's Encrypt stuff. I haven't ever gotten it to work. I tried to do it with Apache way back, and that didn't work. And here again, trying to do it with this Docker, and had issues again. And then I realized I've got Cloudflare that I use for SSL, and I'm just using that. But what I did find out is that if you see here, I have Jitsi set up on this internal port at the house, it gets proxied. Now, what I tried to do was run it on an alternate port, and I kept having issues, and I said, look, I know my armorcurity.com doesn't have SSL, and it works fine, so I don't understand what the problem is. So I set everything up the way up, my website is set up, and the DNS is set up in Cloudflare, and I wanted to make sure that everything just worked. And sure enough, the proxy connections, I think, excuse me, only allow for 443 and 80. You can't specify a port, I don't think, for proxy connections. And I might be wrong. Maybe you can like put a colon here and say like 5543. I don't know if it'll let us do that. Yeah, it must match the following regex. So they like do a regex check on that. That's crazy. So anyways, so we have our domain set up and pointing to this port 80, and then it's going to handle the SSL because it's going to the proxy. So I'll show you the client. Let me see it. See it, man. So here's the client. It's pretty basic. If you don't put anything in here, it will use Jetsy's free Jetsy's for the server URL for the configuration of the Jetsy client. Let me back up here. To the side that will be controlled needs to install the Electron Jetsy meet. It's under GitHub. Jetsy-meet-electron. Is how you download this big Electron binary blob, and then it installs Jetsy client that allows you to be remoted into whatever. So if you leave the server URL blank, it's going to default to the free one. So you want to put the server URL in there just in case you accidentally type the wrong thing. And then you're good to go. If this comes up, then and it actually connects and stuff, you're good to go. So you can make up whatever. You know, YOLO is the one I was doing here. It's pretty standard stuff. I will say I had issues sharing screens by application and title. So if I didn't share the whole screen, I had issues with sharing the desktop or whatever. Just actual Windows. Oh, let me make sure I'm still recording. So that's that. That's pretty much it. So, like I said, there's like the big blue button is the other one that you might want to take a look at. Now there's these environment variables in that Docker compose, which I set. And then there's also env, this .env, which is like the environment. And I tried messing with that too. The expose HTTP port, which I think I already have something listening on the 8000. Which I don't understand. Yeah, this is the Docker proxy, so it's good. I'm pretty sure I had something already running on 8000, but I guess not. So, comes in through Cloudflare, gets forwarded off to this IP. This IP has a NAT from port 80 to port 8000 to the actual Jetsy server. So I didn't have to set anything up outside of the default config. I just aim it at this IP and then have the firewall do the port forwarding stuff. So far, so good. It works on the phone. I was able to control some stuff. It has like an allow button, so you have to actually allow the controlling of the remote box. But other than that, should be good to go. Hope this helps somebody out, and let me know if you have any questions.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.